Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning, Prasanna here.
Good morning, Prasanna. My God, what is this picture? There are three people riding triples with no helmet, nothing.
This is in broad daylight on MG Road, Bangalore at 4:30 in the afternoon.
And yes. Like you said, Prasanna, new rules have been in place from September 1st across India.
That's right.
And
that's
in Karnataka, it's going to come in very soon. They're going to implement it soon. They're waiting for one final official clearance. And once that comes through, I think all these people are going to be in great trouble. There has been a lot of protest across India where, the fines have become very hefty. You've gone through the fines. You know what the fines are like, approximately?
Yeah, I read it in the newspaper today about two Gurgaon cases where the total fine is 50K.
So, there's another guy in Delhi riding a scooter under the new Motor Vehicle Act. He was fined 23,000 rupees. And he says, my scooty only is worth 15,000 rupees.
15,000 rupees, I know. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. See, I mean, these are all the next gen of guys. And I'm sure those three photos that I have sent are all college-going students.
Yes,
I wonder why the college is not actually pulling them up. They shouldn't allow the vehicles to enter without the helmet being worn.
I think a whole ecosystem has to come into place. But before I let you go, Prasanna, for a lot of people saying these fines are exorbitant, like 23,000 rupees for violations, but his scooty costs 15,000 rupees. What would you want to tell people who are saying, no, yeah, too mehenga, too expensive, you can't run it like this?
Well, fine amount is perfectly fine. Let the motorists get fined, no problem. If they feel that the worth of the vehicle is not equivalent to the fine, let the police confiscate the vehicles. And then they should be black marked so that they don't get license renewed for a period of 5 years. And they should become much more sensible than what
they
are.
I think the RTOs will also have to get involved in very stricter criteria to dish out driving licenses. No, but Prasanna, thank you so much for the picture. It is it's free for all. It is dangerous. It is scary. It's like a video game at a very severe level where something can appear out of nowhere. Somebody can come in front of you out of nowhere. You can't say. Pedestrians will show up. Somebody will cut from that right extreme to the left extreme without an indicator sometimes. Our civic sense is horrible. Our road discipline is pathetic. And if it's going to take hefty fines to straighten us out, so be it.
So be it. So be it. Yes. I have no remorse for all these guys.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha. Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.